Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. And today I have a very special guest on. Her name is Makeda. You've probably gotten emails from her or text messages from her, or she gave you shout outs in the Facebook group somewhere, but she's the boss of me. And today we are going to be talking about the EntreMD Business School. There are tons of questions that came up about it. And Makeda is like, we need to do an episode so we can answer these questions. And I'm like, yes, boss. So here we are. So welcome to the show, Makeda.
Thank you, Dr. Una. So glad to be here.
All right. So you have a ton of questions. Some of them came up during EntreMD Live. Some of them have come up over the last, 30 to 45 days. And you wanted us to answer that for the audience. So I'll let you take the floor. You're the boss and I'll answer your questions.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Una. And, this is so great of Dr. Una to do this. So I'm really excited about it. I get the best seat in the house because I get a bird's eye view of watching everyone's success. I mean, the current group now in the EntreMD Business School has been doing phenomenal. So I'm really excited about it. But I also get a lot of questions, So like Dr. Una said, we are here to answer the questions. And I'm so glad that she took out this opportunity to do that. Now, Dr. Una, can you please let us know, first of all, not everybody has a clear picture of what the EntreMD Business School is. So can you please start with that and let us know what the EntreMD Business School is?
So the EntreMD Business School really is a school designed to make up for the business education that we didn't get in our medical training, right? So we had no business training whatsoever. So we're really great clinicians, but not really great at business without the extra training. So this is to take away the need to go do a big MBA or take up a huge chunk of your life and, get another 100 grand in student debt and stuff like that. This is to give you the framework that you need to build a successful business. I can't tell you how many times people are like, oh, I just did a course, or, I launched a program, or I started a private practice, but it's great, but I can't get any clients. This is designed to fix that problem, right? I have an idea. I don't know if it's even a business. I don't know how to make it a business. This is designed to fix that. Or maybe for some, you've done two or three businesses and you're like, wait, I want to build a fourth. And this is designed to help you on that journey. I believe every doctor has a very profitable business on the inside of them. And this is designed to help them achieve that.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. One of the questions that I get a lot, though, is what is the time commitment? Because, as physicians, they already have busy schedules. They already have families. They already have maybe church or, extracurricular activities that they're involved in. So they want to build a business, but they want to know what is the time commitment in the EntreMD Business School.
So the good thing about the EntreMD Business School is that it's designed by doctors for doctors, right? So it's built with that understanding that we don't have a lot of time, right? So really the framework at the bare minimum, you would need an hour for the calls that we do every week, whether that's a training call, laser coaching, mindset tune-up, whichever one it is, we try to keep that to an hour and it's all recorded. So if for some reason you had a call that day or whatever, you can always go back in and do it at your time. And if you leave at least 1 hour for implementation, then if you have 2 hours a week, you have enough to make progress, right? So 1 hour to learn what you need to learn, an hour for implementation at minimum. And if you look at it, 2 hours a week comes to like 17 minutes a day. We have that. You know what I mean? Now, if you're like, yeah, but I want to do it like I mean it, then 3 hours is great. If you're like, no, I'm a rock star, then 5 hours is great. But think about it. 5 hours is an hour a day, 5 days a week with weekends off, right? So it's built that way. And it's not really curriculum heavy. It's not heavy on all these things you need to learn and all these statistics you need to study. It is really heavy on this is all you need to do to go take this action that will give you this result. So it's very laser focused. But yeah, it's built with that in mind. We actually have many doctors who are in the business school now who work full time and they're able to pull it off. We have a number who run their own practices. We have a number who are serial entrepreneurs. And we actually have two doctors who have kids that are 7 months and under. You know, so these are all, that's all representation of, oh my gosh, I'm busy, but they're able to pull it off.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And it sounds very doable too.
It is.
So I don't think time should ever be anyone's, you know, factor for not joining the business school. That's really great. But, you know, a lot of people wonder, Dr. Una, if private coaching would be better than joining the business school. I get that question a lot. Like, maybe I should do private coaching because, you know, I think my case may be a little bit more unique. Can you speak to that, please?
So, I mean, private coaching on its own, I'm not going to knock that. That's good, right? But I love groups, like love groups. And the reason for that is you get the power from whoever is leading the group, but you get the power from the group. So, you know, a lot of people said that getting into EntreMD Business School, like, I don't know, I think maybe private coaching would be better for me and stuff like that. But on August the 6th, we celebrated 30 days of being at EntreMD Business School, right? And everybody came up, we did the little party thing and all of that. And then we started celebrating wins. Now, I kid you not, 100% of the people who spoke said, I am so grateful for this group.
Wow.
I am so grateful for a group of doctors that I can be doing this with. Because the thing with entrepreneurship is even outside of the medical world, it can be a little lonely. Like entrepreneurs, some people say they're the crazies, they're the weirdos. You know what I mean? And with doctors, it's even more so. Like, where do you go to have these kind of conversations, right? So to have a space where everybody is committed to their dreams, committed to their businesses, they're working, you guys are falling together, standing together, hitting goals together, targets together. I mean, it is so, so, so powerful. And we even had one of the doctors in there who is a serial entrepreneur. Like she's building, this is probably her fourth or fifth business she's building. And she's like, I think she had been in the group for 3 days. And she's like, I just want to say that I'm so grateful for this group. I've been starved of an environment where it's just entrepreneurs and we can be ourselves and we can drive and we can do new things and get out of our comfort zone and all of that stuff. And she's like, I'm so grateful for the group. So yes, private coaching has its place, but there's so much power in being with a group of people who are trying to do the same thing. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, so EntreMD Business School, you don't miss anything because it's not private coaching. You actually gain a whole community of people. I mean, imagine learning one thing and you see 50 people do it in 50 different ways. I mean, it's such a lesson, which is so different from just learning it from one person. It's amazing. The group is amazing.
And the group is a lot of fun too. You get motivation from the group. You get accountability. I mean, it really is everything Dr. Una said and more. I think the reason why people ask about the group though, Dr. Una, is because they're saying to themselves, you know, I'm at a different phase in business than the next person. So how is this all going to work out? Like, you know, maybe I just started or maybe I've been in business for a while and I'm, you know, I've achieved a few things. So how are we all going to get what we need? And we're all at different phases.
So, you know, if you think about it, when you look at life, everybody's on their own personal journey in the context of community. It's not like everybody like on your mark, set, go. That's not really the way it is. Think about a family. There are three kids. They're all different ages, right? Is anybody losing out because one person is younger? Not really. Think about for us doctors, when we went to residency, they didn't isolate the first years and isolate the second years and isolate the third years. They put us all together. And what that does is, so let's say you're in the middle. I'll just pick somebody in the middle, right? So that means maybe you've started your business. Maybe, you know, you've hit your first 50 grand year. You're working on your first six figure year. And you have this other doctor who's just started. If you're slacking anywhere and you see them really working as entrepreneurs, you're inspired. They challenge you because you're like, this person just started and look at all the stuff they're doing. Like, it seems like I'm coasting. Like, I'm kind of cruising. Like, oh my gosh, let me go do it like I mean it, right? The people ahead of you will always inspire you because they're your constant reminder that you haven't arrived. Like there's more, like, look what you could do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the truth of the matter is, think about a black belt, right? A black belt doesn't stop practicing because he has a black belt, right? That's not the way it works. Like, the better you are at the basics, the better your business is. It's not necessarily new moves. It's becoming an expert at the basic moves. So you're in the context of community and you're watching these things play out. Maybe somebody's like, how do I build an email list? And what you're hearing is, oh my God, I haven't sent an email to my email list in the last 1 month. you see what I'm saying? So even though they're in different phases, it's great actually, because you should have all these people in your life. They'll inspire you. They'll hold you accountable. They'll remind you of things that maybe you used to do really well and you slacked off on. They'll give you new ideas. Maybe you have an old way of doing your business. Somebody else inspires you with the new way. I mean, it's better that way, right? You don't want to have all newbies. You don't want to have all seasoned. You want to have a good mix. They will keep you on your toes. They will keep you inspired, encouraged. And actually, in the Entrepreneur MD Business Group, we have all the ways from, we had, because at this point, everybody has their business idea, but all the way from, I don't really know if this is even a business, to, oh, well, I have four businesses. I want to build a fifth and, you know, let's do this, right? It's the whole range and it's wonderful.
And it sounds like an incredible advantage, actually.
It is. It is. It's an advantage to be with people in different phases. It just is.
That's awesome. But, you know, there's people out there that are like me, Dr. Una, who are like, but I need help. Am I going to get my questions answered? This all sounds wonderful, but I need help. How can you ensure that? I mean, how am I going to get my questions answered?
So to start with, the foundation of the EntreMD Business School is a success path, right? And that's what simplifies everything. If I'm in phase one of phase zero, it means I don't know what my business idea is, right? The people in phase one have a list of things they need to do to go from phase zero to phase one, right? So yes, everybody may be doing everything, but I'm clear on the four things that I need to do. Like, okay, this is the most important thing for me to do at my phase. So you can celebrate other people. You can even adopt some of the things you're doing, but you're very clear. Like, to move forward, these are the things I need to do. And it's the same thing from zero to one, one to two, two to three. There's clarity as to what you should be doing. That's number one. Number two is that, you know, we have our group calls every week. And what that means is you have the opportunity for some laser coaching and all of that kind of stuff. So you're not alone. You just aren't. And then the Facebook group is there 24/7. So when you have questions, you can go on and ask them and you will get the help that you need. So you're in community, yes, but you're not a number. You're a person in the context of community.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm ready to sign up myself. So
you're not a doctor, Makita. We'll let you come in as the administrator.
Okay. So what about the physicians out there that are listening now or watching? So how do they join? What can I do to join?
So joining is easy. It's entremd.com/business. And, you know, you'll sign up for the waiting list. And since you're a podcast listener, I will say that the doors will open again on August the 27th. And super excited for it. Probably will not open again till 2021. So if you're thinking about it, you definitely want to say yes to yourself. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, sometimes people would ask me things like, so how many calls would I get? How many emails will I get? And stuff like that. And I'm like, the promise of the EntreMD Business School is not calls and emails. These are the things you're going to get if you join the EntreMD Business School. The first thing you get is you will get the coaching that you need, which means you'll have direction, right? There's no confusion. There's clarity as to what should I be doing now to grow my business. And, you know, if you've listened to the podcast long enough, you know, I believe in building businesses that serve and earn. So which means a business that has a great impact, but a business that also gives you financial freedom. Okay. So you have the coaching to create that. The second thing you have is a community, like we've alluded to, a community of doctors, you know, who are just like you, who are building businesses, some as newbies, some as serial entrepreneurs, like the whole, you know, and everything in between. And so you have that community, which is priceless, because at the end of the day, your life will look like the room you're in, like the five people closest to you. So imagine being in a group of successful physician entrepreneurs. And then the third thing is the accountability, right? Because there's positive peer pressure. There's like, come on, let's do this. There's the woman with the 3-month-old baby who's crushing it. You go like, I don't really have an excuse. Maybe I should get on Facebook and do some stuff. But there's accountability, not in a bad way, but you know, there's challenges. There are all these kind of things to make you take action, even if you wanted to slack off. And, you know, which everybody can slack off. That's why community is important. You know, so the promise of the school is transformation. Okay. Now, when we did the party I was talking about, and I was like, oh, we're going to do, well, when I announced it, we're going to do a party, you're going to celebrate our first 30 days. You could see the confused looks on people's faces like, wait, it's only been 30 days? I'm like, yeah, I've changed so much. I know, but it's only been 30 days because we're talking mindset shifts to where from, I don't think I can do this, to I'm an entrepreneur and businesses registered, websites started. Some even got their first clients in 30 days, already got their first clients. Wow. And they're like, oh my God, it's transformation where someone can say, I'm a totally different person having a completely different experience. That's the promise of the school.
That is unbelievable. So like Dr. Una said, just go on the website, www.entremd.com/business, and register now to get on the wait list. Because like she said, it may not open up again until 2021. And you want to be a part of this school. You want to be a part of everything that's happening. You want to be a part of the transformation that all these doctors are experiencing. Dr. Una, any parting words?
Well, say yes to yourself. I remember being in the same position that maybe you're being in the first time I had an opportunity to sign up for a mastermind. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And I don't know if I want to make that investment. It was a much higher investment, but I was like, I don't know if I want to do that. But, you know, my husband still jokes about it today where he's like, that's the best 43 grand I've ever spent in my life because of the level of transformation. You just don't know what happens when you say yes to yourself. And we live in different times. We were already living in these times. It's just that, you know, the COVID pandemic exposed it. And we live in times where you have to be in control of your career. You have to be in control of your business. You have to know how to make a business work. Because we were always told, just see the patients. We'll take care of everything else. But clearly, they're not taking care of everything else, putting our best interests at heart. So this is a time to build your own career, put yourself back in the driver's seat and be in control of your career, be in control of your business, be in control of your earning power. Yes, you may be afraid, but you've done hard things before. Yes, you might go like, I don't know if I can pull this off. You're a doctor. You pulled off a really hard thing. I believe doctors have what it takes to be the best entrepreneur. So say yes to yourself. And, you know, let's do this journey together. I would be so honored to be part of your success story. And go sign up, entremd.com/business. All right, Makeda, well, thank you for coming to ask all these questions that you get asked a lot and that come in emails and as text and all of that stuff. I trust that this was really helpful. And those are some really powerful questions. But yeah, it's been a great experience. So I look forward to having some other docs join us on this journey and, you know, check that out. And I will see you on the other side in the business school. If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an Entree MD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.